Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you wish to go for some healings tonight, we'll be doing that probably, in about maybe 35 minutes or so. So what we're going to do, first of all, is some entity clearing, and we'll get rid of those entities. If you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down, bring up the light beam about an inch down on your scroll bar, and we're going to activate this energy. We'll bring in the male energies again tonight. They're very strong, so we'll let them come in to do some clearing here, and they'll automatically put you into your heart energy. So here they come. They're coming in, and we're going to release some entities from you. We're from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. So here we go. So it takes probably about 2 minutes to do. So again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do, but just sit there. This is not like earth-based healing where you have to actually use your own energy to figure out what's happening or anything else. It's done automatically for you, and your spirit is here doing this process with you. And here we go, working with our ankles now, going up to our knees. And next, we're going to our waist. And again, we're going up a little bit further, going up to our solar plex area. And now we're going to our shoulders, working down our arms. You might want to wiggle your fingers a little bit, see how you feel. Might feel your hands, your wrists becoming, your fingers becoming a little more fluid, have a little more travel to them. Might be an ease of tension being released from you during this process. And now we're going up our neck and to the top of our head. And might do some yawning if that's appropriate now. I want to kind of twist your body a little bit. You might feel things leaving you. Remember, these are emotional bodies of people that have died, that have passed on, that are being released from you. They normally would hang out at graveyards. But now the light ship has taken all those energies away. So if you happen to go by a graveyard, you're going to notice that there's no more energy there because the light ship has released these emotional bodies. The spirits almost always leave, so they're normally not hanging around there, although we do use the word spirit all the time. And so spirit could also be used for the word spirit that looks out of your eyes, along with spirit that are emotional bodies because they are all invisible. And like when you have a spiritual reading, you could have your reading being done by entities in you, which are called spirits too, which are emotional bodies. And sometimes just your actual spirit will have a reading too, but normally what they're reading is the body energy, the entity energy, and maybe your own spirit. So here we go. You're being released now. You may have a little higher consciousness, might be a little more awake, maybe some pain's left your body. We're going to bring more of you back in. We're going to count to 10 as you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll do a chakra alignment here. Heart chakra looks good. Throat chakra good. Third eye good. Power chakra. Second chakra. And first chakra. And I see some people out there who are having difficulties with their feet, maybe their legs. So we're going to do an alignment on your energies on your hip joints right now. There we go. Perfect. And align your chakras now on your knees. Aha, a lot of knee injuries out there. There we go. And ankles. And do the bottom of your feet. And since we're doing these energies now at your joints, we'll go up now and we'll work on each vertebrae. So we'll just work our way up here. And you may actually feel changes in each vertebrae as we're going up. And here we go. Great. Up to the top of our neck right now. Now we're going to work on our shoulders. Do our left shoulder first. We'll go down our arm to our elbow. Remember, if you had any kind of accidents, those chakras are not in alignment. Now they will be. And they could be out of alignment for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. Okay, here we go. Wrist. And now do all your little fingers here. And now we'll do your right shoulder. Going down, right elbow, wrist, and now we'll do your fingers here. And we forgot to do your toes. So here we go, bottom of your feet. And now we're going to do your toes. Great. So wiggle your toes, and you may have a lot more energy now in the bottom of your legs. And if anything was out of alignment with the chakras, maybe not working properly, you will probably feel a surge of energy in your body now, and that normally will be indicated by warmth or tingles. Okay, next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So if you're new to the program, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your head itself, where your thoughts are that you think. And we're going to drop that energy down from this mental body down into your heart center, which will be the first floor. So we'll just drop it down, just like watching an elevator lights go down from 10 to 1. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay there. I'm going to put some music on so you can actually connect more with your spirit energy. This is who you really are. Everybody into current time right now. Remember, we're either in time or we're out of time. And being out of time, you could be in the future or the past. So here we go. This is how your thoughts behave, and your thoughts then control you that way and put you into events from one direction to the other. We want to be in the moment when you're not in time. So we have in time versus out of time. So here we go. We're going to take people who are living their life now in the future, and you can live in both places at once, but we're going to integrate you into the present moment. So here we go. I'll count to 10, bring you back into this present moment in the now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to bring the people who live in the past into the present moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Isn't that simple? So now you should feel like you're more centered, more with your spirit energy, and time should not really exist for you. You're just listening to this program, sitting down, hopefully, or laying down, and you're going to notice that time's going to go by very quickly tonight. So we'll see if our co-host is there out in cyberspace, Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you out there?
Oh, I sure am, and boy, did that ever feel wonderful, having all of those different chakras aligned throughout the whole body. It was very powerful, which I guess is an indication that they were really needing to be put back into alignment. So that was great. Let's see. So I thought we could I could just ask you some questions a little bit, Ron, to start out with about when we're doing these radio programs, Are you in constant communication with the light beings, and are they kind of looking out as to who's listening and what may be needed for that particular day?
Yes, I would say that would be correct. Yes, 100% correct. Normally when I do these programs, I'm really in the moment. I may write down notes in front of me of what I'm planning to do, which is mainly the first three things, you know, the mind-to-heart drop naturally and the entity and the chakra alignment. But from there, it's just takes on a life by itself. So I don't have any, my mind is always quiet, so I don't have any mind chirping, mind chatter. It's just always, like, turned off until I wish to think something. So I do have that luxury. And so the Lightship now is actually running the show. At times, through different shows, if you may have noticed, if you've been on for quite a while, you'll notice that my voice will change slightly as a different light being will come into me. Right now I have three female energies in my body working with you. When the males come in, they're a little more stern and maybe a little more direct to the point. But right now there's a female working with me. At times Jesus will come into me. At times the archangels will come in. So it just depends. To myself, the body frequency, the way they come into me, it all feels about the same. Because on the light ship, there's really no difference between rankings, we'll say, of divine beings. They're all the same. So this is why I can channel the energy of any of these beings and have them come into my body, because my body has been prepared for this, much like Jesus' body has been prepared through the Immaculate Conception process. So it's to me, it's just very natural, and the energy just come through and to help everybody out. So this is what we are here to do. And this program is all about connecting you to your own spirit, to get you more into your body for your own divinity, for the ascension process. The Lightship can only give you ways of doing this here, different types of philosophies of teaching, which mainly is not to go outside of yourself. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. And then the next thing is to communicate with your spirit, to bring back your spirit to you. And that's the only thing that they really request from you. And naturally, if you don't do any of these, you're still living. You're still living life. But by having the clearings that the Lightship provides now since 2005, basically it's probably going on 4 years now, you're able to do the ascension easily. If you choose to, by having clearings done to get rid of the genetic cellular memory in your body. And then from there, if you don't choose to ascend, you're still able to live life a lot better because the traumas are released from you. So like I said, many of the programs, what we are is like a walking judgment factory, which means that we got separated from the divine by judging. The divine doesn't judge. You probably heard the word spiritual hierarchy. Well, that's only from the Galactic Federation. There's no such thing on the light ship. There's no hierarchy of beings. It's all the same. That would be another way of saying it would be like some beings have more light than other beings. Well, if a being is of light, they're of light, period. The only time they deviate from that is when they carry darkness energy. And this planet, unfortunately, is filled full of that. And we all have darkness in us, in our bodies here. This is what we're trying, hopefully, to eliminate for the ascension process, is to get out of the darkness. And so I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, we're all kind of walking judgment factories, and that's what separates us from the divine. And I know you have a clearing that's called the judgment clearing, and I was wondering if that would be appropriate for a sample tonight for everyone.
Sure. So what we're going to do is concentrate. I normally go 5 days. That's probably the best way to do it, so you can actually feel, you know, this last partial week here. So here we go. And this is where you have thoughts of judgment, maybe being critical of yourself even, and also critical of others. So it all depends how you look at judgment, what that main heading is for you, what it means to you. So here we go. So in fact, we'll do two of these. We'll do judgment for yourself, okay? So this could be like self-criticism, okay? So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do your judgment toward others. Oh, boy, this is a big one. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So it feels like some people out there got really pissed off at somebody. That's what I'm feeling here. They got angry because somebody was intruding on their free will. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was great. Now, you mentioned something earlier in the hour, which I'm sure got the attention of quite a few of our listeners, and that is that for yourself, your mind is always quiet unless you choose to use it for some purpose, and then it goes back to the quiet state. And I would say probably for most of us listening that we don't enjoy that same state of being always or very often. And is there anything that we can do as far as samples go, clearings that may address that, like, you know, mind interference or mind loops, or I know you have different clearings that address the mind.
Yeah, there's many mind clearings that we have that could help you. I'll turn off your mind chatter, if you wish. Would people like to have that done?
Oh, I think that would be a great big yes.
Okay. So, and if you want it left on, remember all these healings are presented, and you don't have to accept them if you wish. So it's up to you. The light ship will never take away your free will. And that's what got us in trouble here, actually, is the free will of God. And here I said the word God, Jiminy Christmas. Here we go. We're going to turn off the mind chatter. Everybody ready out there? Let me see a raise of hands here. Okay, it looks like we're all ready. So here we go. We're going to turn it off right now after I get done talking here. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. It should be turned off on everybody. So I'll watch the fast chat here and just see how people feel. So I'm going to just give you some music to listen to right now. And just see if you can finally get some peace in your mind. So here we go. See you back in a minute or so. In case you're wondering how that worked, your spirit is actually helping do this process. Remember, without your spirit, none of this can be possible. So what we're doing is empowering your spirit, and the light ship is taking away from you the, I'll use the word, the codes from the dark side, giving you mind chatter inside of your head. Remember, they continuously transmit to us. This is very similar to what we do when I do the mind control clearing to take away EMF radiation, etc., that we do on the shows off and on. So this is how it is, and hopefully you feel a little better and have some peace in your life. What I do also, when we do get back into the mind energy, is that I do a mind looping type of clearing, and that enables you to quit repeating past thoughts over and over and over again. That could be of anything. It could be of lack in your life. It could be of a past relationship. It could be beating yourself up for something that happened and it keeps recycling. It could be maybe being, you know, waking up every day going, oh, man, I got to go to work. Oh, I don't want to go to work. And I don't like my boss and this and that. And it just keeps playing over again and over again until, you know, it drains you. So you don't have that situation right now because the mind is actually quiet for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's great. We have some wonderful comments on the fast chat, including one that says, wonderful, how can we keep it off?
You have to empower your spirit to see if it can help you to eliminate the mind control transmissions. Remember, this gets very complicated. Your physical body has programs in it, just like your computer, and that keep running. And you have to go in there and actually switch them off. That's just one way of saying it here to make it simple for people to kind of understand. And these are put in by the dark side to keep you sidetracked so you couldn't stay in the moment. And this is one way of having your spirit do that. If it can't find them, the light ship can. So, you know, there's different ways of doing this process. So it's a little hard for me to explain that, but that's what I can tell you right now this minute in the moment. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sure it is a complex issue because of all of the different factors that can have an effect on us mentally or, you know, just you've mentioned the planets that control and then the other mind-controlling factors. So it does seem like there's a lot to it, but it also kind of seems like we are kind of, you know, like a radio antenna has like a broadcast, and then you have a receiver that picks it up. So if we're in our heads, are we more apt to pick up that kind of thing than if we're actually in our hearts?
More than likely, yes. Uh-huh. Because, see, when you're in your heart energy, then you're in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, then you're not involved in time. Remember, everything else is in time. So the enemy that you're dealing with is time, and the time is what is causing the problems. And in time is mind, and mind is controlled by time. This is your natal chart. This is how the planets control you in time. Remember, you have a natal chart with which your whole life is pre-forecast for you. And so if there wasn't any time, which means that you wouldn't grow older, then you would not be able to be in time. And if you weren't in time, then you're in the moment. And I don't know where I'm going with this here. It's not like an endless loop here, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So the problem is that the mind's in time, and you want to get out of time. And when you're out of time, then you're in the moment. When you're in the moment, then you don't have any mind control patterns because they can't come into you because you're not hooking into time. There we go.
Okay, let's see. I'm reading the fast chat, and we have a comment here from Kyle and Adriana saying, any possibility of shifted chakras hooked up backwards or something maybe? Maybe he wants to have the chakras checked. I'm not exactly sure what he's asking, but...
Yeah, the chakras can be... they should be pretty much in alignment now from what we did on the first part of the show here. You might just type in again if you feel something out of whack in your body, because chakras do have problems. What I'm picking up is heart energy right now. Remember, what happens is during this program, everybody who is listening, the light ship is actually reading their energies, okay, because you are connected. And I may not actually read everybody, but I do know what to do next. Let's put it that way, okay? So what I'm seeing is that some people have a lot of energetic worms on their heart center. So we're going to take those out of you. And remember, this is one of the things that the ETs brought us. Thank you, Galactic Federation, for not protecting us, keeping us safe here on our planet Earth. And they brought in these energies. And see, for most people, they hear the word Galactic Federation, and they just think maybe there's maybe a half a dozen or so ETs out there that are contributing to this. Well, there's probably thousands of these, maybe even millions of ETs that want to prey on us, and we should not be able to have those come into our realm. And these could even be ones that were created by the light ship, but they turn to the darkness. Remember, either you're in the light or you're not. Much like your neighbor, you know. if everybody was in the light or trying to get into the light, your neighbor, as you would talk to them physically, they would want to listen to this program also. And so, I don't know, or even family members. So if you are out there and you're a family and you have two people that are listening in the same household, that's normally very unusual, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that the darkness is here ingrained in everybody, and the mindset and imprinting is there, and it goes to your heart center, which you should be connecting to, and the heart center gets infiltrated by all these energies. And then that goes into your body also. So we're going to clean out your heart so that you're going to be able to connect to your heart better. Here we go. Just taking out some more of these extraterrestrial energies out of you. They should not be here because they'll eventually cause you problems. You might feel your chest getting a little looser. You might take a couple of deep breaths because these are also connecting to your lungs. There we go. And you may start to feel like an opening there, maybe a little more space inside of your body as this energetic life form that is actually physical in its own dimension is being released from you. Remember, to make it very simple, everything has an auric field to it. And so when these things come into the auric field, it can compress that auric field, which will compress the energy that the body organ is using, and it could actually harm it, along with going into the energetic field of that body organ and causing trouble. So here we go. This is being taken away here. Okay. And there we go. So just kind of see how you feel. You might even want to get up and maybe move a little bit and just see how your body's doing. I'll put some music on again so you can actually sample the healing. And here we go. I'll see you back in about a minute or so. Sylvia, back to you again.
Well, that was wonderful, and it's interesting. You have a couple of people on the fast chat that have already said that they would like a whole life clearing on the mind chatter. So I definitely think people responded to that clearing sample that you did a little bit ago.
That's great.
Okay, and I see we have some very nice comments, and Annika saying that she had some wonderful clearings with you today, so that's great to hear.
Yes, she has some parallel lives clearings done on planet and off planet. So I can talk about those. What happens is that the dark side steals your spirit, and it takes you, normally when you're sleeping, this can also happen when you're awake, but normally when you're sleeping for sure, and it takes you off into a parallel lifetime. This is why you have deja vu sometimes when you're doing something and you go, wow, I just had that experience and I can now see this. So you think that maybe you're reading the future, reading the past. It all depends how you perceive it. Well, that's this lifetime coming into your consciousness. So you've already probably experienced it maybe a couple milliseconds before you're doing it now, because the dark side is having you experience this on a cloned Earth planet with your exact same body. So whatever you have done, you've done it there. And this is what they're doing, is they're getting more mileage out of your spirit as far as energy, because you have another lifetime, and normally it's thousands of these lifetimes, at least a couple thousand of them, that you're living at one time. So that's just strictly the Earth ones here. So these all feel very familiar to you, and they can look like past lives. So if you have a reading from somebody, that can look like a past life to you, because you're actually living it also. Now, the other one that's more disturbing is when they take you to the dark side planets. Now, these you know nothing about. And all of a sudden, when I mention that, maybe your toes kind of curled up. Maybe your stomach probably did a flip. Because these are dark side planets that your physical body normally goes to. And then you get terrorized. So now you're in a strange place, in a strange land, with a strange environment. And who knows what's there. And under most conditions, something is chasing you, okay? And you can't get away from it. So now if you think of most of the sci-fi movies, what do they tell you about? Think of the movie Alien, you know? Well, that's probably definitely real out there. They just brought it in. Somebody channeled collective consciousness. Maybe they're channeling the dark side energies. Not knowing that, I'm not saying that, you know, this is bad, but they're getting information because, remember, you're being transmitted this energy by the dark side. So when you're in collective consciousness, this is part of the script. So you get that information, and they make movies about this stuff, you know. So anyway, that's very disturbing to me, is to take your physical body, have it cloned with your spirit in it. Remember, your spirit brings back this particular incarnation, particular day, lifestyle back into you. And so that should not even be happening, but this is what happens. But I do clearings to get people out of these things. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia, maybe get a little more light energy in here without going into the pits of the dark side here, the armpit.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we have a question from Mike. He'd like you to talk about the mental body clearing that you do, and explain what that clearing is best for and what kind of benefits someone might receive from that.
Most people, when I do the mental body clearing, they'll normally have clearer thoughts, okay? And so the thoughts that they're having are probably a little more connected to your spirit coming into your consciousness. So what you have is clearer thoughts. A lot of people have mentioned that their mind chatter has diminished a lot, if not left them, along with somehow people have a benefit being able to see better. So we'll just kind of go a little sideways here. Let's just say that your mental thoughts that you're having is in the way of you sensing seeing through your third eye. And so maybe when your third eye is maybe cleaned off, we'll say, by not having this mind energy around it, then you're able to use your physical eyes along with your third eye to perceive more. And so a lot of people say that they have actually been able to see maybe colors a little more vibrantly. So that's what the mental clearing does. It actually is like going to your computer and doing maybe like a system restore, defragmentation, and it kind of aligns everything back to a better order. Because we're still using mind here, remember. So we're actually taking the dark side mind energy and putting it more into order for us, because we haven't learned to scan our hearts, okay? So it's actually helping you out, working with the darkness energy, so to speak, to make it a little more palatable for us.
Would you like to do a sample of the mental body clearing?
Sure. So here we go. That's the mental body clearing. We'll go back 5 days. And again, kind of just think of something that maybe you questioned. You had hard time getting information on, and maybe it'll bring up this information a little more clearer for you. So here we go, 5 days ago cleared. Also check out your eyesight. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So that's what the mental clearing does.
That's wonderful. So actually, I like to ask a question about the difference between the mind and the brain.
Okay. The mind energy can work with the brain, okay? It can infiltrate the brain and allow it to work and bring up past thoughts. I'm doing a brand new clearing here, and I'll just talk about that. It's one that you may not want to hear, but recently the light shift has brought to my attention that we have like this energy sitting on our head. Okay? And here we go. And this energy looks like a jellyfish. And I've done a few of these clearings so far. And the jellyfish energy now has little stingers on it. And these stingers go all along our body, on the outside of our body down to our feet. And these little stingers, or let's just say little needles, attach to each one of our cells. Remember, we have cellular memory. So we'll just think of it as a computer, okay? And we'll just say that the different cells in our body have different programs of our past stored inside of them. So we'll just say that if you were to take one location, just making it very, very simple, we'll just say that the location around your kneecap, the skin on your kneecap around there, those cells, maybe we'll just say contains information that's stored in you, maybe for the first, we'll just say, 3 months of your life, okay? So that's on your left knee, okay? Maybe your right knee goes to the next 3 months. So what this happens is that the octopus energy, I mean, the jellyfish energy attaches to that and connects to the different cells, and it'll bring up into you sometimes bad dreams because it'll bring forth in you your past in a dream, maybe the people around you, because your body has this memory stored into it. And then it works with the brain. And the brain also has it. So all of a sudden you have these dreams, you have these visions that are real to you of things happening. And so this interface of this jellyfish energy is used by the dark side to keep us very, very busy. So what I'm going to do now is disconnect from you momentarily, because I can't do a complete clearing to remove this this extraterrestrial life form, but I can do it for the remainder of this show, and I'll take it off of one of your legs, okay? And here it goes. So we're going to work on your left leg, and I don't know how this is going to affect you, but we'll just find out here. So I'm going to count to 10. This clearing normally takes me about 2 hours to do your whole body, sometimes longer. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, my body's getting very hot, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, just kind of see how your body's feeling and see what has dropped out of you as far as your thoughts. Remember, these little needles, we'll say, connect to your cells where you have stored information from your past. And just see if that information now that you had before we started this here has left you. You may feel a little more at peace. So again, I'll put some music on so you can actually sample this energy and just see how it works for you. everyone. Hopefully you're feeling better. You might just see how your leg feels. What they can also do is bring in poison into your leg, and maybe your leg might feel hard at times, where it should be a little more, I don't know what word to say, more pliable possibly. Kind of at a lack for words here, but if you have a leg that's maybe just very stiff, rigid, very possibly this jellyfish energy is injecting poison into your body and causing that. So anyway, what I will say is that you always want to go to your spirit to kind of get your answers. So this is another way for validation for you. This show does, touch on subjects that aren't normally talked about. What you really don't want to know is what we'll bring up, or what's not available out there. Anyway, so I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. Well, that was definitely very, very interesting. And it's never, you never know what's going to come up, especially on Saturday night. So here we go. It's about time to go to the light ship before we run out of time tonight.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
So, contact is all it takes. So here we go. So just if you have any animals or pets you want to bring with for healing, think of them now in your consciousness. And this will not work on the archives. So just saying that again, this will not work on the archives. So if you are listening to an archive, you will feel the energy from the light being off your monitor screen, but you will not be on the light ship. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as we go up so you can feel the energy shifting. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're there now. Our animals and pets are now leaving us, going to their special healing room. And we're now walking into the area where they do a body scan on us, and this body scan tells us and tells them what we have wrong with us. Next, we're going into the orientation room. This is where the light beings are. We're able to select our own personal teams of light beings. Typically, each one is three doctors, and we can have, maybe half a dozen or so teams working with us tonight. So I'd like you all just to request one particular type of healing, whatever that is. Maybe you have an infection, a kidney infection, request that. Maybe you have a broken bone, request that. Maybe you have an earache, or a sore throat. Just request one of these here, and we'll see what the light beings can do for you tonight. So, and the healings are between you and the light being doctors. Here we go, going into the first room. This is the hot tub room. And the hot tub room is where they're going to help us to do some detoxification. And right now we're in different types of gels. We have our own particular individual hot tub. This is not like back in the hippie days, where we have 20 people in one. We all have our own hot tub. And now we're going into another room. And this is a favorite room for a lot of people. This is where people who have chronic pain can get some relief. So we're in the pain release room. So we're in there right now. Request healing. And this healing could be just for pain in your body. It doesn't have to deal with the specific condition that you're dealing with right now, maybe a sore throat or something, okay? And remember, everything recycles. So if you say, I don't have any pain right now, well, you probably had pain sometime in your lifetime. So ask to have your past pain released out of your body, out of your pain body. And now we're going into another room. And I think we're going to go into where the water light beings are. There's all different types there. There's dolphins, there's whales. And let me just see who wants to come forward here to help us. Ah, it's the angelfish. So here's the angelfish coming. And we're going into another room also adjacent to this. And this water that we're in is silver and sparkles like diamonds. So we're going to go into the room where they have the beautiful swans. So we're going to be with the angelfish and the swans for healing. So I'm going to put some music on so you can actually enjoy this session here. And again, just request your healing. another location. And this location now is where they have the beautiful gold energy. So we're in this room with a golden waterfall, golden raindrops all around us. And here we are. Request your healing. Location, and let's go into where they can do like a nice energetic massage on us here in our muscles. So again, you know, if you have an achy muscle, sore back, just request healing now, and they'll start to work with us. The females will be doing this for you, and just enjoy this wonderful back massage that we're having. Now, they'll work with our head and our shoulders. They'll do like a toe massage on us, so you may want to take your shoes off and just kind of sit back and relax. The room where your spirit was created, and on count to 10 as it walks into you, this is love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. We'll go on to one final room here. We'll go into the room where Jesus resides. Sorry about that. It's the wrong button. So here we go. We're in the room with Jesus. Woke everybody up. And here we go. Coming back now from the light shift, so we're giving our thanks in the orientation room. And now we're going to come back. Our animals and pets are now joining us. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we'll come down now. Here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I'll just give a couple of announcements here. I'll be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo. That'll be the 13th of February. And I'll be back in New York. I believe it's March 27th, New Yorker Hotel. That's the New Life Expo, New Living Expo. So I'll turn it back over to Sylvia, see if she has any things to add here.
Oh, I just want to say, wow, what a wonderful night with the light ship. Thank you so much, Ron, and the light beings for everything for tonight. Thank you, all of you, for being here. And I'll see you Monday. We'll be back at 4 p.m. Pacific on Station 1 on BBS Radio. Until then, stay heart-centered and blessings, everyone.
Okay, blessings, everybody, and good evening.